This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Progress Show. I'll have today's stories coming right up. People come from around the world for the Farm Progress Show. They plan months in advance. They need to book their travel well in advance. That's why a gentleman reached out to me last week from Australia, asking for information about the Farm Progress Show. I've been on his farm, so he knew I would know. Yeah, the dates are, write them down, get them on your calendar, plan for your travel, August 28th, 29th, and 30th at Boone, Iowa this year. The show will be hosted by Wallace's Farmer, and as is the case every other year, it'll be on the site at Boone. They're not far from Route 30. Across the state of Iowa, this will be the 65th year for the nation's largest outdoor farm event. And the warm weather over the heartland is bringing those crops along just as it is elsewhere, too. The corn that was planted at the end of April that they'll be harvesting with those field demonstrations come the end of August. August 28th through the 30th. Get more information and watch the progress at farmprogressshow.com. Across this country, there are more than 170,000 miles of railroad tracks. Those lines are designed, maintained, and classified for different speeds. Not all can handle trains moving rapidly. Some are maintained at a very high level, carrying dozens of trains a day. Others are maintained only for an occasional train, moving maybe 10 miles an hour or less. Sometimes the weather can affect the tracks, the cold of winter, or the heat of summer. There's no word yet on what caused a derailment last night on the CSX system, a high traffic line as it passes through Princeton, Indiana. Two propane cars caught fire, and authorities say there was a lot of smoke that folks saw for miles that came from burning French fries. From this week in agribusiness, we do see some deterioration of the condition of the crops here in the heartland with this intense heat. In areas of Missouri, Indiana, Western Illinois, and Nebraska, we've been hearing especially of reports of corn curling in the heat of the day and in the dry conditions in some of those fields. Soybeans are handling the heat rather well this early in the game. That crop can take a lot. But agronomists point out that the corn will need regular rains moving toward pollination. And some of that Illinois corn crop we hear will be in the silk stage in about a week and a half. Oh, and some agronomists are talking about the nighttime low temperatures, that we need to watch those. If the minimum readings stay 70 or above through the nighttime hours, that might trim the yield some. Some of the veteran crop watchers point out that's what happened to the corn crop of a very hot summer, 1995. It caused the corn crop to come in with below normal yields. Now, about that crop standing in the field, my friend in Iroquois County, Illinois, Fred Butt, one of the emergency first responders, is reminding me to remind you about those obscured rural county intersections where the corn gets too tall to see vehicles that might be approaching at the same time you are. Every summer, we hear of sometimes violent and deadly crashes at rural crossroads where maybe a sign was knocked down or a motorist didn't pay attention to a sign. Fred says, especially if you're not from the area and you can take the interstate, stay on the interstate. That's today's Midwest Digest. It's been brought to you by the Farm Progress Show. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.